Today's share of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi Zayin Omud Aleph in the second volume of the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah. And we are beginning at the bottom of Tzadi Zayin Omud Aleph. We left off on the second to last line with the words of the Mechaber. And the Mechaber is telling us halachos of Zimun, and he starts and says, Umikol makom im yochal imoem below keva rishon l'cholek. If people ate together, but did not set up their meal together. They just happened to be eating together here, and they didn't start together, they didn't end together. So then we said in this situation, Ela im kein hu shamish, unless he's the waiter, so then that's not called the kviyas, and there is no chiyuv of zimun in this situation. Mr. Berurah Sifkat and Chof explains that the words umikol makom is like hu kimo avol. However, but Sivkat and Chof Aleph, he continues and he says, Hainu, shelo achlu b'derech keva b'yeshiva aval shulchanecha. They weren't koveya their suda together at one table and at one sitting. And they didn't start together and they didn't end together, as we brought down at the end of yesterday's shir. Va'afilu hischilu lecho b'shlosho mitchilas ha-suda v'yatsofa. And this would even apply here if they did physically eat together, but they were specifically not koveya together to eat together, then they aren't chayev in zimun. Sivkot and Chof Beis, unless he's the Shamish, there, Shederech Achilasu below Yeshivas Keba, because he, by definition, doesn't have a set kvias in his eating, and therefore, Lakachu Mitzdarech B'chogavde, he could be included under all circumstances, even though he wasn't Koveya Hesuda with them. Now the Rama adds, Hago, Mikol Makom, however, nevertheless, Afilu Kol Makom Shirashoyim L'cholik, even when we said that you are permitted to go and separate, Odiv tfei lezamein. It is still preferable to bench together bezimun, even though you may have had a halachic right to separate, because of the concept mishum de berov am hadras melech. He brings down the name of Beis Yosef, that it's preferable because of the idea of the greatest splendor in praising Hashem's name when they're all together, so it's still preferable for them to bench bezimun. Mr. Gimel, Mr. Burin Sivkot and Chof Gimel says, what are we talking about? They did sit together, but they weren't koveya. And the same thing would be true whether you have 20 or you have 6. Din shirashoyim lecholik, even though the halach is that they are permitted to separate, as we've already discussed at the beginning of yesterday's shir, mikol makom odiv tvei shelo lecholik. He says it's still preferable that they shouldn't break up. Sivkot and Chof Dalet, why? Odiv tvei lezamein, it's better that they go and bench together. So he says, look in the Magen Avraham, ayin in the Magen Avraham, Shehikshu questions this. And he says, they may have a poskim, for many of the poskim, it seems, mashma linin shlosha shochlu below keva, that the three people ate together without a kviyas, the ein echod yochol lo tzichaver b'bechaz ha-mazon. One would not be permitted to go lead the benching and be motzi the other people there with the benching, and therefore, if you can't do that with benching, mimela gam linyan zimun ein rashayim, then you're not allowed to go and do birchas ha-zimun as well. And he says, v'ayin shom sherech v'zeh, he says, look in the Magen Avraham, where's a long arichus on this. And he says, Mishnah Berurah, that is, v'yafti yesh eiz achronim shedochu rayaso linyan zimun, even though there are those that disagree with the Magen Avraham and pushed aside all of his rayos, nevertheless, mikol mokum yosem istabed kidvarav. He says, it does make sense that the Magen Avraham is correct over here, and he brings down the Chemed Moshe, it also seems to be this way. How can you say, nevarech, let us all bench together, v'akavonu shenevarchenu yachto, when it implies that we're going to bless Hashem together when we really didn't eat together? And therefore, he says, "V'chein in the prima godim kos of gam kein de b'mokom she'ein echad yochel otzi chaber b'yechas amazon." He says, like the Magen Avraham, if one person couldn't be motzi the others in benching, then im yicholim litzdarif linyan zimun tzorach ilam aisa. He's questioning whether you can, in fact, do zimun in this situation, and he concludes, "Mesayim de ba'asara she'yesh haskaras Hashem efshe de osur." He says, if you're saying Hashem's name, the Baruch Elokeinu, when you have 10 people or more, so then if there's no set kviyas and they just happen to be sitting around there together, but they weren't in koveya, so then you, in this situation, should not bench with the shame of Hashem, because then it's a question of saying Hashem's name levatola. And he says, and this also seems to be the opinion halach lemaisa. So one needs to be stricter when you're saying Hashem, the Baruch Elokeinu, saying Hashem's name, so then, unless you had a kviyas, you shouldn't go and bench with Zimun. But for three, since you're not saying Hashem's name, there are two tzadim over here, and a person can follow the Magen Avraham's opinion or can follow the opinion of the other Gedolei Achronim who say that you are allowed to bench b'zimun. Now we go to Sif Gimel. Im hayu rochvim v'amrum nochal. If people are riding together and they're on their animals and they say, let us go and eat together, even though they're each eating from their separate loaf, and they haven't gone down from their animals, they're all riding on their donkeys or their camels or their horses, and they say, let's stop and eat, even though they're still sitting on their donkeys, since they're stopping over here from their riding, that is considered that they're eating together, and they, in fact, are allowed to bench bezimun. However, but if they continue to ride in this fashion while they're eating, then it's not considered as if they're eating together as a kvias, and in this situation, they can't bench bezimun. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Chaf Hei writes, Siv Zeh Kelashono Mamish Muvel El Besimun Kuf Samach Zayin Siv Yubeis. We already learned all of this in the exact same words when we were dealing over there, El Dushan Mayri L'Inin L'Hotzi B'Birchas HaMotzi. The same exact question was raised, can one person be Motzi the other people with his Bracha V'Motzi? And here the question is, are they mitzarev together that one person could be yotzi the others in benching, i.e., can they be mizamein together? V'din echod l'shneim. He says the exact din applies both by hamotzi as well as over here by Zimun, and he says, if you're standing still, even though you're on the animals, you haven't gotten down from the animals, you're considered a kvias, and therefore you can be motzi somebody else in the bracha of hamotzi, or you could be mezamein, one person can be mezamein, they have a zimun over here. However, all of these details are discussed over there much more at length, ayin sham. Now, Sivkotn Chavav, he says, if they're stopping, they can, in fact, go and be mezamein together, but if they continue traveling, they can't. What about other forms of traveling together, not on an animal? Ubiyoshim ba'gola, for example, they're on a wagon. V'ochlim biyachet kishem nosim, and they're all sitting in this horse-drawn wagon, and they're eating together while they're traveling. So he says, we've discussed this as well. Ayin b'simen kuf samach zayin in regards to hamotzi over there as well. Mashik v'sati b'shem ha-mogin avram shem estabik was there. The mogin avram is unclear whether that constitutes as if they're sitting together, and one could be motzi the others, or if they're traveling in this fashion, and you can't in this situation be considered like you're in one place together, and you would not be able to be motzi anybody. And he says the same thing would apply over here in Zimun. Chayyadim paskins, chayyadim ichriya to bezeh, v'chein b'kol mokum sheis sofek b'shloshi yizamnu. He says, in this situation, and in any situation where there's a doubt, are we mitzarif or not, like we just said above in Sivkot and Chav Dalet, so then he says, by three, you're allowed to. However, avol b'yasari yeshlochush le'askor s'ashen l'batola. We have to be concerned if they're 10 and you say nevarach lokeinu when you weren't allowed to, so then that's taking Hashem's name in vain. But with three, there's no taking Hashem's name in vain. It's just a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'd be allowed to. Mishnah Berurah concludes, Mikomokum Niruli, the Zamein below Shame. So the Mishnah Berurah says, I hold also that you should be Mizamein, even if they're 10 people, without saying the shame. Dorbid the Evid, Yosef Yasora, Afim Lois Kirashem, because you would Yotze at least the concept of Zimun, albeit not optimally, if you don't say Nevarach Lelokeinu, you just say Nevarach Shochan Mishalo, as we've already learned, Kideel Besov Simon Kuf Tzadi Beis. Now, issue foot number 24 goes through a whole discussion about other forms of traveling. Most of us aren't traveling in horse-drawn wagons nowadays. So he says, what about on a boat? The guy's on a cruise ship, and Baruch Hashem, it's a beautiful cruise ship. There are 30 people sitting there all having a good, delicious meal. They're all sitting down, they're koveya. So he says, Pashut, he says, this is clear in this situation, even according to the Magen Avraham, who's not allowing you necessarily, if you're sitting in a wagon, a horse-drawn wagon, here he says, mitstarfin. Definitely can be mitstarfin. Shekviyas gemuri, this cruise ship is as much of a dining room as any other place. And this is the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan as well, and you'd be allowed to go bench bezimun in those situations. What's the difference between a horse-drawn wagon and a boat? So Shulchan Aruch Harav brings down, Shesvino eno chashuva k'malechas. The boat technically is not considered moving. It's the water that's considered moving underneath the boat that makes the boat go from one side of the Atlantic to the other. But the boat technically is considered as if it's standing still and it's the water that's moving. As opposed to the wagon is moving. Now, the Sheilas Teshuvas Or Letzion adds, and also this is the opinion of Rav Ozzi Zatzal, Sheyesh Hevdel Bein HaOchlin B'Mechonis, there's a difference between if you're traveling in a car or in an autobus or in a bus, as opposed to those traveling on a plane. That HaOchlin, if you're eating on a car or a bus, so then they shouldn't say the Shem Hashem because they run into the Suffolk. You can rely upon the Mishnah Berurah and the Chayyadim and say you can bench Bezimun, but don't say Hashem's name. As opposed to on the plane, they definitely can be included. If you have 10 people eating together, they can all be benching and making a Zimun and saying the Shem of Hashem because that's more of a Kavua and it's a little bit like the cruise ship where the plane is standing still, so to say, and the air is moving around it. Then he adds, those that are sitting down on a train. So if you're sitting in the cafeteria car of a train, so that has the same situation over here like a cruise ship, like a big boat, or like an airplane. And finally, he brings down that the Morukziya disagrees, and he says it all depends on the quietness of the location that you're eating. So to say, is this a real kvias over here because this is a normal way of eating, or is this you're eating, you're on the run over here, you don't have a choice? He says that's what it's dependent upon. How quiet and nice the setting is, that determines whether it's called a kvias or not. Now we go back to the Mechaber, and the Mechaber writes, if people are out in the fields and they're eating all over the place, one guy's eating over here with his sheep that he's watching, one guy over there with his sheep that he's watching, even though they're all eating at the same time, they all brought one big loaf of bread over here and they have a hero sandwich and they each divide it up and they each take a third, and this guy goes over here, this guy goes over there, this guy goes over there. So even though it's the same food that they're eating and they're eating at the same time, but since they're displaced all over the place, they're not sitting in one set place. The Mechaber says that's not considered a kvias. The Ramah adds over here, Hago haminug shalol zamin beveis of de kochavim. The minug, he says, is not to go and bench bezimun in the house of an idolater. Why is this? So the Ramah continues, v'nirali atam. It appears to me that the reason is mishum de lo yuchlu likbo atzman beveis of kochavim, that they can't have a kvias, a set comfortable setting in the house of the idolater, mishum yiras of kochavim, because unfortunately, as our tragic history sometimes shows us, that the idolaters didn't treat us very nicely, and therefore there was a threat of persecution. They'd come in and interrupt the meal at any minute. You have to run for your life. V'hevi kilu achlu blo keva. In such a setting, you can't say that there was a kvias, because at any moment the Nazis could be coming in and killing you. The persecutors, the Kazakhs, could be coming in. Whoever it is that Nebuchadnezzar is persecuting us could come in. So therefore, this is not called a set, comfortable setting, and therefore you can't bench Bezimun. Furthermore, we have to be concerned as well for a physical threat to the people. If they were to go change around the nusach of the bracha, and instead of saying the balabayis, the bracha for the balabayis, they wouldn't say that over here. So therefore, the potential that the idolater would hear this, and he would be upset with them. And therefore, v'lo yomru racham yivrach balabayis hazeh, that will cause trouble. If you see the little aleph over here in brackets, so it's brought down at the very bottom of the Dirshu Mishnah Brura that Shurazu Hushmito Aide HaSensor. The censors took this line out. It obviously doesn't put the idolaters in such a favorable light, remember that they'd come in and kill people, so therefore the censor removed this. And it's returned over here to the Mishnah Brura based upon the earlier manuscripts that we have. And now this whole thing makes sense, obviously, that we're going to learn in a second in the Mishnah Brura, in Sivkot Chav Zayin, with this background. Anyway, the Ramah continues and says, "Lochein." Therefore, halach lemaisa mitchila lo kavu atzmon rak levarach kol echel levado. Since in this situation where they were afraid they'd be interrupted any moment, so they didn't have a real kvias, and therefore everyone is benching to himself. And therefore, even if that may not be true, "Lochein ein l'shanos haminog." The Ramah says we leave things in the way that they always were, even though it may not be true today. Va'afilum lo yotam elu maspikim, and even if these situations aren't extant, he says, "Mikol mokol me'acha de kvar nagu kach." Since this is the custom, this is the way it's been, kilu lo kavu atzmon biyachad. So halacha lemaisa, we say the Ramah, according to Ramah, that they're not considered all eating together in this situation. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Zayin says that's not the halacha lemaisa today, and the Mishnah Berurah says ha'achronim cholkin al zeh. Many disagree with the Ramah nowadays. Uchayom, and today, and he brings us down to the name of the Mogin Giborim, Haminog Shemizamnim. We do, in fact, bench Zimun even in an idolater's house. And what do you do for the Harachman? Ubarachman Omrim, you say the following Nusach. Harachman Yishlach Lono Brocha Meruba. Hashem should grant us tremendous blessing. Balichaseinu in our travels. Ubishivaseinu Adolam. And in our sitting down forever, for all eternity. Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, footnote number 26, brings down, and therefore, if somebody's blessing on a plane, which is not owned by Jewish people, or in any public sort of an area that's not owned by a specific balabayis, you can end off in this way as well. Use this nusach when there is no balabayis. However, the Mishnah Berurah then continues, and he says, "V'nucha loma harachamon hu yivorech as habalabayis hazeh." You can say this nusach of blessing the balabayis, v'koy al balasuda, and it reads over here, the one who's supplying you with the food. You may be eating in somebody else's house, but they're not necessarily the ones that are providing you the food. And when you're saying the balabayis, you mean the one who provided you with the food. Then, Dishu foot number 27 brings down, if you're eating in a restaurant or you're eating in a hotel, so Vayashiv's opinion was that you should say over here, Rachman Yivorech has Balabayis Hazeh, because even though over here you're paying for this food, nevertheless, he's the Balabayis and he's bringing you the food. Albeit you're paying for it, you are allowed to say he should have a bracha. However, the special additional Yiratzon Shlo Yevo Shabalabayis says that many people add, that he says is not necessary to say if you're paying for your food. Just the more generic, Harachman Yirachas Balabayis, that's okay to say, but this more specific, the real bracha of the Yiratzon Shlo Yevo, that you only say if the Balabayis is providing you the food gratis. Mr. Burr continues and he says, "Omikol shekain, im kol echad ochel mishalo. If everybody's eating their own food, shas afilu beveis yisrael omrim, then you're allowed to say in Yid's house, harachmi brachosan v'chulei. So then that's not a problem at all." The Mishnah Berurah says, if you're eating nowadays on a temporary basis in a house of an idolater, he still brings down from the Mogen Avraham this idea that maybe that's not called a kvius and one shouldn't bench b'zimun. And he says, better in that situation, don't sit all three together. Better not to sit together. And this way there's no potential chiyuv of zimun, and he brings us down in the name of the Prima God. Siv Dalit. The Mechaber says, Shlosh Shiyoshu Lechol, Uberchu Birchas Hamotzi. Three people sat down to eat, and they said Hamotzi together. Afilu Kolechot Ocha Mikakorin, even though they're all eating their own food. Afilu Lo Chaladayin Kazayis Pas, and even though they haven't eaten the Kazayis yet, the fact that they said the Hamotzi together, Einam Rashay Licholik. They're not allowed to divide up. They already have the Chiyuv of Zimun upon them. Mr. Burin Sivkan Chaches explains, Hainu Afilu Rotsu Ligmor Sudasu Kodim Shigmor Achim, even if one person wants to eat faster than the others and finish before them. Kivin Shachiyuv Shozimun Chol Kvar Olav, Biascholas Achila Shalom. He can't do so because the chiyuv already began and was encumbered upon them the minute they said hamotzi together. So even though he's going to finish at a different time, he can't leave unless there are the extenuating circumstances that we talked about previously in earlier shiur. Siv hey, shlosha shabo mishalosh chaburos, shoshlosha shlosha b'nei adam, v'nischabru elu ashlosha. What happens if you have three groups of three people eating? Now, each of the three groups has their own separate chiyuv of zimun. And, in fact, two of the people can force the third person to listen to them and stop, and they can bench. And that's what happened. Group A, Group B, and Group C. Two people from each group wanted to do the Zimun. And they each did a Zimun and benching, and the third person just listened. He was still planning on continuing eating. So you have one extra person in Group A that hasn't benched yet, one extra person in Group B who hasn't benched yet, and one person in Group C who hasn't benched yet. So im zimnu alein b'mekomam, each of them listened to the zimum in their own place. The guy who didn't yet bench in Group A, and same thing in Group B, same thing in Group C, they all heard the zimun already. And the Mechaber explains further, kigon, shev siku kol echod l'shnayim acham razan. And they allowed the two people in their group that wanted to leave and bench, to go and leave and bench. They said zimun, and they said the bracha azon asakol, and then they listened to that bracha, and then they continued eating. So you have one guy in Group A, one guy in Group B, one guy in Group C, who is still eating over here. Shuv einam yicholun lazami. Now somehow these three guys get together, since they already yotzei the chiyuv of zimun, so they're not allowed to go bench a new zimun together. Afilu ochlu achar kach yachad v'gom musudos. And even if the three of them somehow get together, they don't want to sit alone, so they say, hey, you want to join me? So they all three now finish eating together, so therefore they don't have a zimun, because they each were yotzei already with zimun. V'imlo zimun v'alem b'mkomum. However, if for whatever the reason they did not listen to zimun, in Group A, Group B, and Group C, so then the chiyuv is upon them, chayavim mezamin, then when they get together, they absolutely do have to go and be mezamin, ve'enon rishon v'cholik, and they're not allowed to go divide up over here. And even if they didn't eat together, this chiva was already upon them, so their eating together isn't essential over here, so before they leave, the three of them should bench together, b'zimun. Now, there are a lot of Mishnah Berurahs over here, we're not going to finish all of them today, but let's get started. And we'll look at the first one, which is Sivkotin Chavtes. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ayin in the Bir Halacha, where he explains a little bit more of some of the potential details of this situation. Since it's a very unlikely situation, we'll leave this for now. Sivkot Lamed, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Afilu Ochlu Achakach, even if they ate together, the Kvar Parach Zimun Minayu. They were Yotzei already with the Zimun. It's left them, so to say. Aidei Shazimnu Alei Mikodim, because they were already Yotzei this with the first Zimun that they had, each of them in their respective groups, A, B, and C. However, but of course, each of them has to bench. They have to repeat the Baruch of Azon. They can't, as we'll see in Kedilakam and Besim and Reish Bahagah, they can't say, well, I listened to the first bracha already, I was Yotzei, I just have to do bracha 2 and 3. That's not the halacha. Sivkot Lamed Aleph, Kivin Shinoa Duatu Yachtu, since they're now together, the Kolechot Ba Mechibura Shekvar Nishayev Shom Zimun, since each of them came from a place where there was a Chiv of Zimun, but they didn't bench over there b'zimun, so therefore they have now the chiv of zimun. Aye, we're going to learn this bar b'siv vav b'hagod, the also the pari mechabur shoshosha. How were they allowed to have left there in the groups in the first place without benching? They lost the zimun. How could they have done that? They have to go back to their places and bench over there b'zimun. So he says, we're talking about a case. The other guys left. They did it wrong. They left. But at least now they have a chance to do it right. Alternatively, Nami, we're going to learn later on, onus, it was extenuating circumstances. Oh, Hefsid Mamon, there was a significant financial loss over there. So then, then a person can leave and not bench Bezimun for these extenuating circumstances, and bench by himself. So therefore, we must be talking about that similar situation over here as well. Therefore, for whatever reason, had to leave early. Therefore, now they have to bench together. This concludes today's shiur. We'll pick up the last mishaburu tomorrow.